From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The presidential primary season just can't wait, it seems. Today, the state of Florida broke out of the pack, the dozen or so states that are planning to vote on the same day, February 5th, 2008. Under a law signed by Republican Governor Charlie Crist, Floridians will take their bite of the apple 1 week earlier, on January 29th. That is still after the Iowa and Nevada caucuses and the emphatically first-in-the-nation primary in New Hampshire. But it is the same date as the South Carolina primary, and with New York and California voting on February 5th, it makes Florida by far the biggest state with an early role in the presidential nominating process. Well, Adam Smith is political editor of the St. Petersburg Times, and Adam, I'd like you to explain something to us. Florida could actually be penalized by the national committees for jumping, for going so early. But obviously, it's very important to someone in Florida to have an early primary. Why? Why is it so important?
Well, I think they want to matter. They want to have, they see themselves as the biggest swing state in the country, in a diverse state that, much more diverse than Iowa or South Carolina for that matter, or New Hampshire. And they want to have a lot of say in who the nominee of the respective parties is.
And to do so, they're taking a risk here. What are the penalties they might face from the national party organizations?
They are worse for the Democrats than they are for the Republicans. But both parties say that anyone who busts the window and goes before February 5th without permission lose half the delegates they will send to the national convention. And then worse for the Democrats, the rule is any candidate who campaigns in a violating state like Florida now is will receive no delegates.
Any candidate who campaigns in Florida would receive no delegates.
Now, the rules haven't gone into effect yet because Florida, the Democratic Party in Florida hasn't decreed how they're going to deal with this yet. But for instance, Hillary Clinton is in Miami today, so if she continues to campaign and this rule continues to hold, she would get no delegates out of Florida.
Do we know whether advertising on a television station in Miami or Orlando qualifies as campaigning in Florida?
That definitely qualifies as campaigning, and even more ominous, because Florida is sort of a cash machine for presidential candidates, fundraising qualifies as campaigning in the state.
Well, obviously, Governor Crist and legislators in Florida understood that there would be some pushback from the national party organizations, and yet even so, do they think that they can cut some deal in the end with the national parties?
Well, I think the Republican position is we are still in Florida too important to the general election to be snubbed in the end. And also, if we lose delegates to the national convention, so what? So fewer people will wear funny hats, but the national convention is really nothing but a big, big party. And so it's more important to have a real say and have a lot of influence in the nominating process than it is to go to a party.
Yeah, it would seem that Floridians who say that the delegate count doesn't matter, what they're really saying is it actually will matter the next week when people in other big states might be influenced what they in Florida did in what would then be reduced to a beauty pageant.
Right. So one of the options that's very seriously being discussed by the Democrats is to essentially not count January 29th. There would be an election that day. The Republicans would be campaigning very hard, and it would be up to the Democrats on how hard they campaign, but it really wouldn't count. And then at some later date, in maybe later in February or March or even later, there would be Florida caucuses or even a convention that would award the actual delegates to go to the convention.
But when you say don't count the vote, are you actually referring, I mean, we're thinking of Florida right now, to the actual process of counting the ballots, not doing that on the 29th?
Well, it's a great irony in a state that people talk about, where Democrats spend a lot of time talking about disenfranchised voters. There really could be a January 29th election where any Democrat that goes and casts their ballot for Dennis Kucinich or Bill Richardson or whoever, it really won't matter because, you know, what's at stake ultimately in these primary and caucuses are delegates, and in that case, because of these DNC rules, the decision would be made that January 29th did not matter for delegates.
Well, Adam Smith, political editor of the St. Petersburg Times, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Sure.